Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Tuesday's commitment, as you'll recall, is to create. It's about creating movement and change in your life. Last week, I encouraged you to make a small change in your routine or your environment. And by the way, I'd love to hear about how that worked out for you and what you noticed after you did it. And today, I'm going to give you another simple yet powerful action that you can take to create movement in your life. Get started on something. Okay, so maybe you've already started on your novel. If you're a freelance writer, maybe you've already started sending out query letters to editors to pitch your articles. But maybe there's some aspect of your current project that you've been putting off for a while. Or you know what? Since all these commitments apply to everyday life, maybe what you've been meaning to start has nothing to do with writing. Whatever it is, start it. Here's what I've found out about getting started, and this is what I learned when I was setting up my freelance copy editing business. Truth was, I didn't know exactly how to go about doing it. Did I want to set up a dedicated website or just use WordPress? How fancy did I need my blog to be? Or how much did I need to invest in different features of the blog? How would I go about getting people to follow me? What would I blog about? What would I charge for my services? Lots of things to think about, right? But I found myself thinking about them too much and obsessing over the details. And the details that I was worrying about were things I had no way of knowing. The only way I knew what was going to work and what wasn't going to work was by getting out there and trying different things. Sure, you can find a lot of general guidance for setting up a business, or you can find lots of information on the internet about how to write a book. And you should do your research, please don't get me wrong. But in the end, everyone's situation is unique, and not everything in the guidance that's available will apply to you. So what I ended up doing was starting small and simple. I posted a daily cartoon along with a little comment just to draw attention to my editing business. And over time, it blossomed into what it is today, with thousands of followers, this audio program, a one-on-one coaching business. And along the way, I was learning so much about what I was doing that people liked, things people didn't like as much, and ways I could make what I had even better. Was it what I wanted it to be when it started out? Nowhere near. Did I do everything right along the way? Absolutely not. Is it perfect now? Not by any means, and I have a long way to go. But that's the point I'm trying to make. You will make mistakes. You will have to backtrack and revise and refine what you're doing. So don't wait to start until you have everything absolutely perfect and ready to go, because that day will never come. And even if it does, what you'll notice is that you'll have to make adjustments along the way anyway. Who knows? You might end up tossing the whole thing and starting over. That happens. But the beauty of getting started is that you'll create this momentum that will start to carry you along. This momentum is part of the flow of energy we've been talking about. You don't want to feel stagnant, so if you're feeling stuck in a rut, doing whatever you can to just get started at any cost will help immensely. At least take the very first little step. You'll find that one completed task leads to the next, and the more you get done, the more confidence you'll have that you can actually do it. So today, focus on getting started on one thing. Take the first step. Create movement and flow of the energy in your life. Energy that was once stuck will come to life. Neural pathways will be redefined, as we talked about last week. You'll feel invigorated, confident, and free of that rut you were in. And I really want to hear about your experiences with this commitment to create. So please email me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback, and tell me your story about how creating movement and change in your life has helped you. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.